I invite you to have a comfortable seat in a pleasant environment with temperatures and lighting that soothe and comfort your body and your soul. Stop the mental process you have been engaging. Stop the unrighteous, unholy thinking. Stop the unrighteous, unholy memories. The things that you need to do, want to do, have been told you should do. This is the time to stop playing with the unrighteous, unholy, and focus exclusively on that which is divine in your nature. Take several deep, full breaths, slowly inhaling and exhaling. Feel the air fill your whole chest, abdomen, your whole body. Slowly exhale your breath, sending out all unrighteous, unholy energy that has filled the space you dwell. As you breathe in, see that space filled with the love, the truth, the joy of who you are, which you respect, honor, and cherish. All the deception of who you are is exhaled with each breath. You are filled with the true love, power, the celestial symphony that plays in the air. Focus on your creative capacity. Focus on the imagery, the sounds, the creative expression that has been waiting within you for expression. You can. You have the capacity. You now are aware of an image you have carried within you, within your soul and your spirit, that is divine in origin. That image begins with you sitting in a comfortable chair at a table you see as beautiful and nourishing, a comfortable place for you to create, to write, to draw, to contemplate. The day is beautiful. Your table and chair are in Father's garden, where sunshine streams through blue skies. Perhaps puffy clouds float gently on a balmy breeze. You are aware of the music playing upon the heartstrings of your desire. Your desire is the strength, the power, the motivation for the truth you are now ready to receive and creatively express. This is the music of your vibrational body. It is the music of the Father. It is the music of the Celestial Symphony. The tones from which you form your vibrational body are a part in the music of the Father. The music of the Father is a part in the Celestial Symphony, the music of the spheres. As you are aware of the tone, the vibration, the beauty, the love, the joy, the peace, and the power of your divine expression, you feel the Celestial Symphony raising your heartfelt desire to a vision that comes from your creative expression. This creative expression is your life goal. It is the creative expression you came to the earth experience to manifest in physical form. It is a light-hearted, joyful adventure during which you know yourself in new and creative ways, and you know the Father in new and creative ways. For that is one of the gifts of expression in earth experience. As this life goal becomes clearer in your awareness, you open your journal, which has been laying on the table, awaiting your creative expression. You pick up the pen that is your favorite writing instrument. Perhaps it is a brush that you dip in ink, or a fountain pen that reminds you of romantic entries in a journal of long ago. Or perhaps it is the newest, most advanced form of writing instrument available. Whatever nourishes your soul and your creative expression is what you are aware of in this experience. Desire to know your goal. For it is the strength of your desire that makes it so. In your journal, you begin to make a drawing, or write a verse, or in some way describe your life goal. This life goal is your unique creative expression. It is the part you have come to play. Perhaps the images you receive of this goal are separate, individual, single images. A bird, a flower, a flame, a house. There are many things that can express your goal. The symbolic nature of this goal may be part of your creative expression. Simply identify this goal by a vision, a feeling, a word, music. In the vast array of opportunities available for creative expression, would you, in fact, form a clay model? Perhaps make a photograph, form a piece of jewelry. Whatever image, vision, feeling you would creatively express defines your goal. What are the characteristics, the colors, the shapes, the materials, the minerals, the gemstones, the yarns, the clay, the clothes? Write a description of your goal. Symbolic poetry of any style is a creative, effective form to give voice to your goal. How do you express the vision, the feeling, the music, characteristics, colors, shapes of your goal? As you see yourself finishing your journal entry, where you have recorded your creative expression, the life goal that is yours, list the steps that you now see in creating that goal. Goals are often not a creative expression that you would immediately rise from the table and bring to completion or fruition. Most goals will be a creative process of steps you will define, creative materials you will secure, and then implementation. However, there may be many variations and expressions. What is your unique creative design for your life goal? How will you bring it to expression? What are the many ways that it is possible for this creativity to be expressed? Of those many ways, what is the way that brings you the greatest fulfillment and joy? You know, as you relax in your comfortable chair with your journal and pen on your table, that this is the beginning of a new and expressive way of living. And if you feel there is another opportunity needed to refine or define this life goal, you return to this comfortable setting in your garden. And you explore your creative desire on a new day, in a new way, as you relax and enjoy this newfound knowledge of yourself in your journey. You see a little jar of magic bubbles sitting on the table. You take out the little wand and gently blow bubbles into the pure, balmy breeze, watching them dance and bounce, floating here and there. And the laughter lights your day in a bright new way. And so it is.